Whether you had a narcissistic ex or a narcissistic friend or parent, did you find yourself feeling the need to keep them happy? Have you ever wondered exactly why that might be? What exactly caused you to try to keep them satisfied, even when that meant going above and beyond at your own expense? You knew that if you didn't give the narcissist what they wanted and what they needed, you would face whatever consequences they might enact. You would be the focal point of their rage, and the narcissist would devalue you even more. That is a terrifying thought that haunts anyone who's ever been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist.
As you go no contact, inevitably, you will end up having to ignore the narcissist. And if you're using the gray rock method, you might need to ignore a narcissist in person, and that can be a little difficult. So today I'm going to share with you things that narcissists will do when they are being ignored. What can you expect? Let's talk about it. Obviously, ignoring a narcissist can be both beneficial and troublesome for you as a supply or former supply. The narcissist can be very unpredictable. One of the most common things is you'll get lots of annoying calls and messages. And then after a while, if that doesn't do the trick, the narcissist will often switch up their tactics. Sometimes you'll see kind of a more sincere side of them, and they'll seem like they really get you, and they really understand what you're talking about here. Of course, that's just another trick. It's a Hoover. They're trying to suck you back in. They want to get your attention so that you can feed their ego. Now, when you keep ignoring them, things could get a little rough after a while. You might find yourself dealing with social media stalking, real-life stalking, and a lot more. Narcissists might ask their friends to hound you on social media or flying monkeys, as it were, or just ask them to ask you to talk to them. They might ask their family members to do the same thing. Like I said, they might call you all the time. I've heard people talk about being called up to 150 times a day. And of course, if they do get a hold of you, a lot of times they're going to just continue on from an old conversation or a previous conversation and act like nothing really happened. Of course, they might also go off on a rant and accuse you of doing all the things they've done or of sleeping with other people or whatever. They might start a smear campaign or verbally attack you, calling you names and cutting you down as a person. Maybe they'll start messaging your friends or your family members to find out where you're at and what you're up to. Of course, if they find a new partner, they're definitely going to shove that in your face, a new source of narcissistic supply. They'll do this by either sending them directly to you or posting them on social media and making sure you see them. Those are just two of the ways. They might also have a family member or friend send it to you. It's ridiculous. They'll do all sorts of psychological manipulation in order to just make you come back or do what they want, or at least just pay attention to them. Because you have to remember, for narcissists, their main source of supply is attention. They might ignore you. They might profusely apologize over and over again. They might even express anger or regret. Bottom line, though, you can't fall for it. The narcissist is looking for a fix. They're just like a drug addict in that way, and your supply is their drug. Your attention, your concern, your emotions, narcissistic supply. After you get out of a relationship with a narcissist, inevitably you're going to feel like you've been traumatized. You're going to feel like you've just been through hell and back, and that's exactly how most of us feel in those moments. You feel confused, you feel lost, you feel hurt. You don't understand how you were so in love with that person in one minute, and then in the next minute, suddenly you're trash, and there's nothing that you can do to change their opinion. They might cheat on you. They'll definitely devalue you. They will humiliate you, and you'll find yourself going, how in the heck am I ever supposed to trust anybody again? Ever. You doubt yourself, you doubt your ability to judge other people, and maybe up to this point in your life you thought, I'm really good at understanding people. It's kind of one of my gifts. I thought that too. Narcissists aren't like other people. Anybody who's been in a relationship with a narcissist will feel me on this one. You are dealing with someone who's not a standard human being. They don't have the same kinds of emotions. They most definitely do not have the same kind of empathy as normal people. On the plus side, narcissistic people are really predictable. They seem like they follow the same relationship patterns again and again and again. They go through the same cycle, which looks like love bomb or idealize, devalue, discard, Hoover, where they suck you back in, and back again. This can happen time and time again in the same relationship, or it can happen repeatedly throughout this narcissist's life in many different relationships, and often concurrently with other relationships. And even though most people think narcissists are very devious and they do seem to be kind of outside of what society would prefer or what people in general would prefer them to be, they also are kind of simple and kind of predictable if you really look for the patterns. When you learn to recognize the early signs that you're dealing with a narcissist, then in the future you can decide if you want to continue to be in one of those relationships. So why are they so prone to being abusive? Let's talk about it. There are two different things that kind of lend to that for them, and the first one is the lack of empathy. They are very low on emotional empathy for other people, and it seems like especially those who are closest to them. Now, empathy, just in case you didn't know, is the ability to sort of feel the feelings of other people, to understand and care about the feelings of other people. And then the other thing is the whole object constancy factor. They lack the ability to feel love at the same time that they feel anger. When they feel like you've done something to hurt them, they literally don't love you in that moment. It's a Freudian concept. It's important to remember that not everybody with narcissistic personality disorder is the same level of abusive. NPD exists on a spectrum. In fact, I would say the whole Cluster B personality disorder group is on a spectrum.
But starting the moment you realize what you've been dealing with, you're going to start to change. It'll seem slow, but before you know it, you'll get to the point where you really begin to understand that you have been abused. You'll recognize that your boundaries have been violated over and over again by that narcissist. That'll be right around the time when you reach a point where you know something in your life needs to change, and fast. Your understanding of this person and their personality issues, well, it'll get clearer and more comprehensive as you study them and you look at their typical narcissistic behaviors, checking them against videos and podcasts like this one. As this happens, you're going to find yourself thinking a little differently, and you might even stop trying to coddle and protect them from disappointment or anger or whatever that will inevitably come when they notice that you're no longer tolerating their childish behavior. When you realize you've actually been enabling the narcissist by giving them narcissistic supply, you might even get a little angry. Your anger might propel you forward, and you might cut their source of supply right off, whether you do this in a cold turkey fashion or you use a more subtle fadeaway kind of method. In any case, when you do finally have enough of the mind games and manipulation, well, you've got to know it's not going to sit well with the narcissist. They're going to feel like they can't function without you at this point. And even though you have given of yourself to the point that it has caused you a lifetime of mental and emotional exhaustion, not to mention the possibility of health problems, all the narcissist knows at this moment is that they're not getting what they want or need. The fact is that there's literally nothing you could possibly do to actually be enough for the narcissist anyway. But they're going to be happy to keep draining you forever if you allow it. And if you don't, well, that's when the narcissist is going to snap and lose control. If you've been there, you already know how scary that can be. And what should you expect when this happens? Well, let's talk about it. First, you're going to get narcissistic injury followed by narcissistic rage. See, the very thing that causes the narcissist to snap is when they endure narcissistic injury, which is a painful reminder that they are not as good as they believe. Then they become desperate for more supply. Yeah, see, in any case where a narcissist feels upset, hurt, or offended, or when they don't get special treatment or special favors, or literally anytime they don't get what they want, they will demonstrate narcissistic injury to guilt you into doing exactly what they want. And once you've realized who they are and you stop trying to please someone who will never ever really be satisfied, well, that's when the narcissistic rage will set in. Narcissistic rage is a tactic the narcissist uses when they know they're wrong, but they won't admit it. Or when they don't get what they want. Or when people don't treat them differently or more special than other people. Or of course, when their sense of entitlement is threatened. Basically, anytime things don't go their way, the narcissist will get inconsolably angry in an attempt to bully or coerce you into giving them what they want. So once they see you won't budge and you won't do whatever it is they're demanding in any given moment, well, they snap and they fly into that narcissistic rage, which is also a sign of them losing control of their emotions. You can compare it to a toddler having a violent tantrum. And while they might be relatively intelligent in other ways, narcissists are about as emotionally mature as that toddler. When they're feeling unhappy or upset or angry or put upon in any way, they will spin out of control and stomp their feet and hold their breath, proverbially speaking anyway. Even literally in some cases. Let's talk about the devalue and the discard. When the narcissist is losing control, you can expect them to be tearing you down in any way they can. The devalue phase will be in full effect. This is when they will beat you down emotionally. They will insult you outright or covertly, and they will make you doubt yourself and your self-worth. It's a typical part of the narcissist's cycle of abuse, and when they do it effectively, it can cause you to believe you don't have a chance of finding someone else out there, someone better, or that you're not worthy of love or consideration. But my friend, don't fall for it. The narcissist, they chose you for a reason, probably because you really are the amazing person they thought you were in the beginning when they were idealizing you. In fact, it's pretty common for narcissists to use devaluation to keep you from leaving. You see, by implanting such ideas into your head, they're going to hope that you feel like they're your last resort. Again, don't fall for it. Let's be honest, if you're anything like me, you realize that being alone would be far less difficult than continuing to be with someone who makes you feel alone. Now, don't misunderstand me here. The fact is that the narcissist will devalue you even when they are receiving plenty of supply from you. But if you cut it off, or you simply just express that you also need to care for your own needs, well, That's enough to make the narcissist snap. And that's when you can expect them to get really mean while they attempt to further devalue you. When the narcissist is losing control, you can expect them to throw a whole list of mistakes at you as they dig deep into your insecurities, saying literally anything they can think of to hurt you. There's no level to which they will not stoop. Inevitably, this will lead to you being discarded, whether they actually leave you or not. And either literally or figuratively, the narcissist will sort of throw you away, as in push you out of their life. This can happen as part of a rotating cycle of abuse that can go on for decades if you let it, or it can be a final breakup, a sort of showdown of sorts, which will hopefully represent the ultimate end of the toxic relationship. And despite the fact that you might think otherwise, right now, trust me when I tell you this would be the best possible outcome. Other things that might happen are far more ominous, and yes, this does include that you might actually end up staying with them or getting back together. And if you're still in the relationship, or you're just freshly out of it and you're still hurting, I know it might not feel that way right now. It'll feel like your whole life would be over if you really lost this person completely. But listen, I promise you that one day, when you finally do get away and you finally start to heal, you will remember this very moment and you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know I was telling the truth. If you're already out and you're beginning to heal, then you already know.
Now, here are a few things you can do if it gets out of control and you find yourself feeling afraid that something's going to happen to you. Try these things. Number one, change your phone number right away, even if you've had it for years. Sometimes you can get a temporary phone number change as well, if your phone number really matters to you. Number two, remove this person from all social media. Block them all the way across the board. Number three, you might need to reach out to their friends or family if you think they are willing to help by speaking with this person and explaining the importance of what's happening. You're going to want to stay away from the narcissist and the places they go as often as you can, and if necessary, get the police involved. Think about getting a restraining order or order of protection. Be prepared for the narcissist to potentially turn into a stalker. And if you want more information on how to protect yourself from stalking, you can always go to queenbeing.com/stalker.
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is,
have you ever tried to ignore a narcissist, and how did that go for you? And what tips or ideas would you offer to our survivor community so that maybe you can help a fellow survivor just do a little better today?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.